Yeah.
And was he very active in church or?
Pretty good. He is a deacon.
Did he travel much or belong to any clubs?
Well, he belonged to the Masons and that's about all he belonged to except just the church.
Mm-hmm. What about his parents?
They come from the coast down here.
Do you know what work they did or
no.
Anything like that?
Just farming, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess this community has changed pretty much since.
Oh.
Tell me about.
Oh, I don't know. Well, just, you know, just people moving in and out, that's makes a big difference. Community, what it used to be. Of course, we have ways traveling that we used to didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go in a buggy or a wagon or something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's cars, motorbikes, and bicycles, and things like that. It makes a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. Was this, do people still do the same type of work that they did?
Oh, yeah, it's farming all through
still
here.
Farming?
Well, it's not making crops like it used to. It's mostly pastures for cows now.
Mm-hmm.
Raise cattle instead of getting out there and farming like we had to, making cotton and corn and stuff like that.
One thing I kept noticing, are people not required to have their animals fenced in?
No, this is free range out here. We have free range. We got 60 or 70 head of cattle anyway. And ain't none of them shut up on the calves where we milk cows. Hey.
That seems so strange to me, to be driving along and have these cows in the road.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Everybody that lives through here, though, knows, you know, whenever they get out in the country where the cattle has open range. Now, it's not all over. It's not all over the county. It's just part of it.
Mm-hmm. You said you had places fenced in for the calves?
Mm-hmm.
What do you
pastures.
I see. I'd like to get an idea of the house that you grew up in. Could you sort of make a sketch of it for me? Just where the rooms were, you know, just to get a general idea.
Yeah.
Or the house that you lived most of your life in.
Well, until I got married, I lived in a house that had a front porch to it, and on each end of the porch was a bedroom. There's 12 of us children. I can't draw. And then there was a porch, you know, between these two rooms, and went into what we call a living room, this big fireplace room there. And I had a bed in that room, and then there's a bedroom back of that, and it had two beds in it, and that made five beds. And then there's a long part of the house back there that had the kitchen.